Or so I thought. Seeing the security guard's face as I told him my story, I realized that maybe going to the cops wasn't the best idea I'd ever had. He looked like he thought I was even crazier than the couple on the train had. "Cheerleaders," he repeated, "on the roof of a moving train. And a guy in a trench coat," I added. "Right, of course. And what were they doing there, exactly?" I let out an exasperated sigh. "How should I know? Pulling a prank, probably." Or getting into a gang fight, I thought, remembering the way the blonde girl had charged Mr. Trenchcoat. They were moving too fast for me to ask their motives, but shouldn't you let the train operator know? I don't think Pert will be too happy if someone dies or something falling off the roof of one of their trains. He looked at me hard for a minute, and I thought he was going to dismiss me, but then he nodded. "All right, I'm going to get one of my supervisors. Wait here, please, miss." "Clark," I said. "Laura Clark. Thanks." I flashed him my most appreciative smile. "I won't move a muscle." I stood back against the heavily graffitied concrete wall and watched the officer until he disappeared through a door on the other side of the crowded station. A clock above the door showed that there were 15 minutes until my train was due. I hoped security was quick enough that I wouldn't miss it. "I don't know where the hell they could be," a girl's voice near me snapped, jarring me out of my thoughts. I glanced absently in her direction and did a double take. It wasn't just that she was gorgeous, which I would have had to be blind to miss, it was what she was wearing. A Bayview University cheer uniform. She wasn't the only one either. A group of six other girls stood alongside her, all clad in the same red and silver getup, a pirate sword appliqued across the front. What was this, a damn cheerleader convention? "Try calling them one more time," said a petite girl with black hair twisted into dozens of braids. "They should be here by now." The first girl who'd spoken made a noise of annoyance and turned on her heel, storming in my direction. My heart staggered for a minute, but she brushed past without even looking at me, staring down at her phone. She swiped her thumb across it a couple of times, then lifted it to her ear. I watched her self-consciously. Her dark, waist-length hair was pulled into a half-up, half-down style, and the upper portion was curled and streaming with silver and red ribbons. With her lithe, athletic figure and flawless porcelain skin, she made a picture-perfect ambassador for Bayview. Hell, forget head cheerleader, she could have been queen of the school. Except for that scowl on her face, of course. Pretty sure the cheer coach at my old high school would have slapped any of her girls she caught wearing an expression like that. Nothing but a Barbie-like grin would fly for that squad. I'd never even bothered to try out. My best attempt at a phony smile just looked like I was smelling something bad. "Leah, where the hell are you?" the girl suddenly snapped into her phone. She was pacing back and forth in front of the wall a few feet away from me. She glanced blankly in my direction for a second, her brown eyes locking with mine. A weird feeling washed over me, like deja vu. She reminded me of someone. A girl I'd had a crush on in middle school, I think. I couldn't remember her name for the life of me, though. "You and Joni were supposed to meet us at San Luis half an hour ago. If your asses don't get here in 5 minutes, we're going to be late for the meet. So freaking call me already!" She hung up, turning in my direction again. I didn't realize I'd been staring at her until suddenly she was staring, scowling back. "Hey," she said, and I felt panic rear up inside me. I was already mentally preparing my excuses for the "what are you looking at?" that was sure to follow. But she shocked me by instead saying, "Do I know you?" I don't think so," I said quickly, even though I'd been wondering the same thing. I didn't remember much about that girl from middle school, but if this was the same girl, I definitely didn't want her to remember me. My braces and outdated glasses had been the least embarrassing thing about me back then. "But I couldn't help but overhear, you're missing a few of your friends. I think I might have seen them." That made her eyebrow go up. "You? Where did you see them?" I ignored the loaded way she said "you" and replied, "I saw a blonde girl wearing a uniform like yours in Everett earlier. And then on the train..." I broke off. Actually, that was yet another weird thing about the entire incident. I'd seen her on her skateboard in Everett, but then 15 minutes later, she'd been on a train heading back toward Everett. How had she gotten there so fast? The girl didn't notice the confusion on my face, though. She was looking off in the direction of the train platforms, her scowl deepening. "Everett," she murmured. "What was she?" She looked back at me. "Damn, listen,